My name is Luke Garrett. I am 14 years old. Today is November 25th, 2018. And today I'm speaking with Anne Garrett, who is my mother. And we are recording this interview in Los Angeles, California, at our home. So let's start off easy. Where did you grow up? Tell me a little bit about your childhood. What kind of sports did you play? What was your family like around the house?
I grew up in the Central Valley. I was born in Clovis, California, and I was raised in Fresno, California. And my family has an interesting history in the Central Valley. My mom's family came to the Fresno area from Kentucky, and they, in the 1950s, and they were the first tract home builders in the Central Valley. They built homes starting in the 50s. They were called the Wathen brothers. There were five brothers. They were a very strong, devout Catholic family, five brothers and three sisters. And in addition to building houses in the Central Valley, they also owned a grocery store chain called Foodland. They owned apartment buildings, built and owned and operated apartment buildings. They owned a bowling alley. They owned a very popular restaurant called The Limelight, where everybody went at night and had dinner and listened to music. And so that's an interesting part of the history. So my family in Fresno also owned a lot of land, and they donated a lot of land. So they donated land to three different and built three different Catholic churches in Fresno. They also donated the land to the hospital, which is now St. Agnes Hospital, a very popular and big hospital in Fresno. And they're very philanthropic. My dad's family, my dad's side of the family, they actually came over from Italy in the 1940s, and they made their way out to the Clovis area. And in Clovis, they became farmers. They farmed peaches, and they also made wine, and they owned property in Clovis. And on that property, they had about 12 rental houses that they rented out. And their rentals were really fun because everybody that lived there were kind of like our family. When I was born, I actually lived in one of the rentals for a couple of years. So I was almost basically raised for the first two years of my life by my grandparents and all these families in the rental houses. And it was a really fun time. After Clovis, we moved to Fresno, and I went to Catholic schools there. And I played a lot of sports. I'm the oldest of five kids, and we played sports basically all the time. My main sport was soccer and softball. And then in high school, I became a cheerleader. And what we did for fun was we played baseball all summer from morning until it was dark out. And we played outside. We played tag. We played every game you can imagine, rode our bikes. We had a really fun neighborhood that we grew up in. My house was full of people. I had, like I said, four siblings. We had a really busy house. My mom was a wonderful cook. She also worked at the Foodland, at one of the grocery store chains that my grandfather built. And so she was busy, but always had a great meal on the table. And we grew up in a really happy, lively, a lot of people, a lot of noise, a really fun, loving house.
So just to follow up, when you listed all of those companies that your grandfather had when he came over and he started, are any of them still in business?
So today, Wathen Brothers is still a home building company, and they still build tract homes. And what tract homes are is they are homes where you have basically four models, and people go and pick out which model they want, and then they pick out which lot they want on the property. And so Wathen Brothers, my dad still works for them. They still build homes. We still own apartment buildings. We sold the grocery stores about 10 years ago. We sold the bowling alley about 10 years ago and had a really big going away party. So the family is still in real estate development today. None of the Wathen brothers, the original Wathen brothers, are alive anymore. They've all passed away. And so the real estate company has been passed down to their kids.
Okay, great. So where did you go to college, and what was it like to meet my dad at college?
I love telling this story. This is a fun story. So I worked really hard in high school because I wanted to go to a top 25 college. And my parents ended up moving me from the Catholic school to the public school because my grandfather got in a fight with the priests. I'm not sure over what, still to this day, that's up in the air. But over the weekend in January of my seventh grade year, my parents let us know that we were moving schools. And it was very abrupt and we were pretty upset and kind of shocked. But we moved to a public school. And in order to go to a good college, I had to work pretty hard at this school. Yeah. So I worked really hard, and when I went and visited USC, amongst many other colleges I visited during my college tour, I absolutely fell in love with it. And so it became my obsession to get into USC. I was so happily accepted, and my best friend was also accepted. And I went to USC starting in 1989. And that same year in 1989, my second semester, I was taking all freshmen at USC have to take a composition class, essentially an English class. It's called freshman comp. And the funny part about this story is dad was also taking the freshman comp class. However, dad was a sophomore. And dad had failed out of freshman comp his freshman year because he did not attend the required amount of classes. You had to attend a certain amount of classes to be able to pass the class. So fortunately for the Garrett family, mom and dad met in this freshman comp class. We started dating our freshman year, and we basically, that was in 1990, and we dated for all through college, and then dad went on to law school, and we dated until we were married in 1998. So we dated for about 9 years, and it's fun to be doing this interview right now because in 3 days from now, it's our 20th wedding anniversary, and we'll be celebrating that. We've been together a really long time. So freshman comp at USC and dad's failed attempt at taking it his freshman year really benefited and started the Garrett family.
All right, so tell me about how being in college during the Rodney King riots affected your experience there and affected just your overall, like, well-being at college.
So it was an interesting time during college. USC, as you know, is in the middle of Watts. It's a very urban area. And over 25 years ago, it was not a good neighborhood. And it was a really tough neighborhood. And we felt certainly safe on campus, but it was definitely a neighborhood that had, you know, its problems. And dad's senior year and my junior year, it was at the end of April. We were actually in finals at the time. And what had happened was Rodney King the five officers that were on trial in the beating of Rodney King. That week they were on trial. And what happened during that week was that day, they were all acquitted of the beatings. And what came out was video of the beatings, these five white officers that beat him. And there was a gentleman across the street in an apartment building who videotaped the beatings. And I guess that certain parts of the video wasn't shown prior to the acquittal. And once the acquittal happened, the full length of the video was shown. That day essentially changed downtown Los Angeles and South Central Los Angeles. So we were all taking finals. And there basically was, and what became, a humongous riot in Watts, in the exact area. And one of the things that led to the riots, not only was the acquittal, but also during the riots in kind of the area where USC is, a group of African Americans who were upset about the acquittals actually pulled a white truck driver out of his truck and beat him. And all of this was being videoed. There were helicopters everywhere. Basically, the city was kind of being taken over by these riots at the time. We were in the middle of it. So you could see fire, you could see smoke, you could hear gunshots, you could hear screaming, you could hear yelling, you could hear windows crashing, you could hear cars crashing. So at that time, we were put on lockdown. I lived in the sorority at the time. Dad actually lived in his fraternity. However, Dad wasn't in his fraternity at the time. He was interning for Pete Wilson's campaign, his gubernatorial campaign. And Dad was actually en route back from San Diego for an event that they had. So we were on lockdown. We had no electricity. We were not allowed to leave the premise until daylight. So it was really scary. We could hear and see everything. We did not, by the way, have phones at the time. That wasn't when phones were. So it's not like we could keep in touch with the news. All we knew was what we could see from like the second or third story of the houses we were living in. And so essentially the next morning, we were told that we could leave in groups. So a lot of people had to leave their car. We left our stuff, you know, in our rooms, and we basically just put together a bag and we were allowed to leave. But when we were leaving, it was truly, truly shocking. And there's video of it, of what we drove through. So we left on Hoover Boulevard, and essentially there were no stoplights working at all. Every single store had been looted or was in the middle of being looted. So there was like a Payless shoe stores that people were running out of. They had shoes, they were stealing everything inside of it. And essentially to get out, we were kind of dodging people on the street and dodging shoes and shoe boxes. And, there was also a grocery store that was being looted as we left. So fortunately we got out of there. It was really scary, really dangerous. And it wasn't something that we would have ever expected to have happened. So when we left, we all went to a friend's house who lived locally and stayed there for the next 5 days. And then once the campus was secure, we were allowed to come back. And we were told that we had to leave. The school year was over. And that either we could take the grade that we had in the class, or we could come back in the summer and take a final if we needed, you know, we needed to take a final for one reason or another. Mm-hmm. Dad's situation was really interesting because they had a very prominent speaker planned for his graduation. And they canceled the speaker, and President Sample, our president of the university at the time, he spoke. There were SWAT teams on the top of every single building. There were guns, there were people everywhere protecting the campus. And truthfully, it was a really scary, terrible experience. It was really, really scary and sad, frankly, really sad.
Yeah. All right. And then tell me how that like kind of changed your mindset on a lot of things after the fact of like all the riots. So like basically when did, so like after the riots, like what changed your mindset? Like, how did you look at things differently?
I guess after it sank in of what, you know, I went, after school was over, I had an internship that summer and worked really hard. But when I got back to school, I think that a lot had changed in me because living in a very urban setting, which wasn't how I grew up, and living in the middle of, you know, a very urban area, I knew that there was a lot of anger and that there was a divide that was clear and obvious and sad. And I think there was both fear and anger. And that was pretty obvious to me. I volunteered my senior year at a project called the Joint Educational Project. It's called JEP at USC, and they still have it. And what you do is we go into inner city schools in South Central Los Angeles, really tough schools, and these kids have really terrible home lives and just a lot of challenges. And I went in and would teach at these schools, and it became even more apparent to me when I was in the schools teaching that there was just such a haves and have-nots, and that this whole sort of divide, race divide, was building. And it was sad, and it was hard to watch. And so for me and for Dad, it became clear to us that we really liked living in these urban areas because we liked the diversity and we liked the culture and we liked seeing different colors of skin and different people with different interests. And we liked that. So for us and for our children, that actually became something very important to us. So we've always raised our kids in urban areas. And we've always put our kids in schools where diversity is important, and diversity is something that the school puts as a priority. And we, you know, we like that we can teach our kids, you know, tolerance and acceptance and to be kind and to be loving. And so I think that's what really, I don't know that that would have become a priority for me as a person and for Dad as a person and for our family if the Rodney King riots hadn't happened. I can't really say that, but I can tell you that because they happened, you know, diversity and inclusion and equity and those whole ideas of just being accepting and loving and good and kind became very important to us as parents for our kids moving forward.
All right. Thank you. And may I publish this?
Yes, you may.
All right. Thank you.